Ron Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A rough one on Wall Street today. At the close, the Dow down 626 points, the NASDAQ off over 3%. September is historically the worst month for the markets. The president on a virtual call today with local leaders across the country, touting his economic policies and looking forward.
We planted the seeds for a better future, and now those seeds are finally beginning to sprout. As a result, we're on the cusp of incredible progress and prosperity for the decade to come.
The White House condemning a deadly Russian missile attack in Ukraine. President Zelensky threw an interpreter.
One of the buildings of the Institute of Communications was partially destroyed. People were trapped under the rubble. Many of them were rescued.
Over 50 were killed in the attack. It's being called one of the deadliest strikes by Russian forces since the war began. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
5:40 a.m. WAUK News is brought to you by the new Hop and Shop at 1505 East Racine Avenue inside the Phillips 66 in Waukesha.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Talk of separating the University of Wisconsin in Madison from the rest of the UW system is sounding more serious. A legislative study committee on the future of Wisconsin State Universities talked about it Friday. Some committee members say the UW-Madison has needs and challenges that no other UW schools have. Democratic vice presidential candidate Tim Walz telling a Labor Day crowd of supporters in Milwaukee that Kamala Harris is part of the most pro-union administration in American history.
From sticking up for workers to voting for fair legislation to walking picket lines, she was there with workers every step of the way.
President Biden comes to Westby on Thursday, and Donald Trump travels to Mosinee on Saturday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A town hall featuring Trump campaign surrogates is set for Thursday in Milwaukee. Representative Brian Steil, former Governor Tommy Thompson, and ex-Trump official Monica Crowley will be in attendance. The event, scheduled for 7 at the UW-Milwaukee Jan Sir Studio, aims to engage with constituents in Wisconsin's 1st Congressional District. It's open to the public with pre-registration required. Construction of the parade memorial at Greedy Park in Waukesha is moving along. The park's outline is now visible. The project commemorating the 2021 Christmas parade tragedy remains on schedule for completion by November 21st of this year. A dedication ceremony is planned for that day at 4:39 p.m., marking the third anniversary of the attack. And as we're in the last part of the first day of school, officials are reminding people to be careful. They say to watch out for buses and kids crossing the street. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Milwaukee's leading the pack. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. The Brewers have a 10-game lead in the division after Labor Day thanks to a 9-3 win over the Cardinals yesterday. Jackson Churio hit a grand slam to help Milwaukee get the victory. The Brewers and Cardinals play Game 2 of their series tonight. The NFL season kicks off on Thursday with the Chiefs and Ravens. On Friday, the Green Bay Packers will play the Philadelphia Eagles in Brazil. It's the first time that an NFL game will be played in that country. Quarterback Jordan Love said coaches have been preparing players for the trip.
I mean, it's just a lot of unknowns that kind of, it's one of those things, like I said, it's out of our control. So, you know, just trying to focus on everything I can do to get myself prepared for the game, for the defense we're going to see in the game plan. And then obviously once we get out there, hopefully we go by the stadium, kind of get a feel for the layout, field, everything, and then just play it by ear. But a lot of stuff that's out of our control.
Kickoff between the Packers and Eagles will be after 7 p.m. Friday night. And this week is the start of conference season in high school football. You can find one of nearly a dozen games right here on Civic Media Thursday and Friday. And with sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the upper 50s, and a sunny and pleasant day is ahead for tomorrow, high to the upper 70s. It heats up on Thursday, mostly sunny and a high in the mid-80s, then some showers and storms Thursday night and Friday, and cooler.
Right now it's 73. in a hurry, pop in at Hop and Shop at 1505 East Racine Avenue inside the Phillips 66 gas station in Waukesha, where you'll find gas, coffee, soda, snacks, and even alcohol, and serving food from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Enjoy a breakfast burrito or biscuit sandwich. How about a delicious Hunt Brothers pizza or juicy Cooper's Express fried chicken? Chicken sandwich with pepper gravy, wings, tenders, fish, or shrimp with all your favorite sides. Stop in or order ahead at 262-933-4747. Hop and Shop in Waukesha.
The Todd Alba Show.
Happy Labor Day to you. So there are companies out there who do value the worker, but there are a lot who still don't. And that's why I think it's so important to stop today and remember those who fought so hard and what this day is about. Yes, go out, have a beer, have a brat, enjoy it. But take a minute to pause, reflect, and say thanks to all those people who sacrificed for working people.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us on a Hump Day edition. Next time, Pat Kreitel of Up North News Radio and Trigby Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, plus your phone calls. Be here.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for The Todd Alba Show.
Polishing up our act. If you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
All right, all right, all right. I am honored beyond words to have an opportunity to be filling in this afternoon. If you don't know me, my name is Earl Ingram. I'm the morning show host of the Earl Ingram Show at 540 AM WAUK in Waukesha. And so again, just thrilled beyond words to have an opportunity to usher in what is going to be a great new addition to Civic Media. Just a very, very dear friend. And I do really mean a dear friend, and we have just the greatest relationship. And I'm without any further ado, I want to bring in the host who I'm now filling in for, and I'll let him tell you who he is.
Hey, Earl!
What's, what's happening, man?
Oh, my God, Earl. Thank you, brother. Really appreciate you stepping up this week. What a couple of weeks, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's hard to kind of get my head around everything over the last, you know, hell, 6 weeks, right? Right. Not long ago, Joe Biden was the president. You know, we're going to head to the DNC for the funeral, and the devils were on the air. And fast forward, it's like, whoa, sea shift, sea change after last week. So appreciate you, Earl. Appreciate everyone over at Civic Media. So here's the story. I'm happy to report that Civic Media and I have agreed on terms to my return to the political party starting next week, Monday, September 9th, 4 to 6 p.m., Monday through Friday. Super excited. Still hammering out some of the details and how this is all going to work. But I promise you, it will be entertaining. It will be exciting. It'll be a whole lot of Dom.
Well, listen, man. From the first time you and I met many, many moons ago, we connected. And so we have not had enough time here lately to reconnect, but I promise you that we certainly will. I am thrilled beyond words, man, that, you know, that you are in this position. You've certainly earned it. You are certainly more than qualified to carry the torch. And Civic Media is not going to skip a beat. Nothing against, you know, your former, co-host. But Dominic doesn't have to test his wings. We already know he can fly.
Earl, you are so kind, man. Well, you know, man, when we met, because you were not on the radio at that time.
And no.
It is a privilege to be on the radio. It is not a right.
That's correct.
And we know that all too well. And so I certainly appreciate Civic Media's trust and confidence in me as a broadcaster, as an asset to the organization. And your words you're very kind, Earl. And it's not for lack of trying to hang out, man. It just hasn't worked out, right? But you know, man, Earl, none of this, we wouldn't be here if it weren't for Crudy, man, for Mike Crude. We wouldn't be here without his vision, without his drive. Not me, not you, Earl, not the audience, not Civic Media. This thing, Crude is a force in nature in that regard. So, you know, as an employee of Devil's Radio, Devil's Advocates, you know, when the decision was made, that Crudy made the decision, you know, his deal with Civic and wanted to renegotiate, amend that deal, perhaps, I guess I would say, and that wasn't going to happen. He decided that, you know, he was done. And I, you know, Crudy and I had lots of strategic planning meetings over the DNC, you know, a couple of late nights on that. So, I mean, I understood Crudy's point. I get his position. He's a friend and, you know, we'll always love each other. I talked to him earlier today, kind of gave him the heads up as to what's going on. I was already planning on being off this week prior to this whole thing, you know, evolving as it did last week. So, you know, as an employee, as a broadcaster, we got to keep going on. I was just like, you know, think the band reference, you know, Ozzy left Black Sabbath and it was replaced by Dio, and Ozzy went on to do a great solo career. You know, these things happen in broadcasting. And I just want to say to you, Earl, and the Civic and the audience and the Crudy, you know, I'll do my best, to keep everyone informed, to keep this thing going, and do what we need to do between now and the election. And we'll see what happens in the future.
You know, Dominic, and you know my story, and you know that had it not been for Crudy, You guys picked me up off the scrap heap. You know, I had been out of radio and I thought my 15 minutes of fame had ended. And I hadn't ever thought that I would ever get back to radio. And I never will forget that day that I met you and Crudy. And it was because of Mike Crute that he gave me an opportunity to get back on radio. And as they say, the rest of it is history. So I owe a great debt of gratitude to Mike Crute, who is a man who, at the time that he got back, that he started the radio station, had mortgaged everything that he had in trusting that those things would happen. So any man who has done those kinds of things deserves a debt of gratitude, because he is the impetus for why we're all here.
No question. The Devil's Advocates, you know, it's not just me. It's not just Crute. It was me and Crute, and Crute certainly the driving factor in all those things. So, again, it's a lot of things beyond perhaps my control, Earl, your control. You know, these things happen, and we have to make the best with what we have. And once again, I'm encouraged by the support the Civic Media has shown, and I do. I take it as an absolute privilege, a sign of respect, and promise that I will continue to do the best I can to keep everybody engaged, keep everybody informed, because, man, these are times like none other, and we got a lot of work to do, Earl.
You know, Dominic, you never know which way the wind is going to blow. No. And, you know, when you get to be a grizzled old man like you and I, well, not quite
some
you.
Some of us older not, than not, others.
Not quite you yet, but when you get to be a grizzled old man like myself, you realize, man, that the opportunities occur in life, and many of them are unsuspected, but they're there. And if you have the opportunity for those things for you to move forward with them, that's what we do. You know, life is short, and the opportunities are short. And so, you know, this is an exciting time at Civic Media. So we're going to take this call quickly from Mark from the SAC. You know the guy. So Mark from the SAC, believe it or not, Earl Ingram having a conversation with Dominic. Now, what is the name of the new show, Dominic?
Like I said, man, we're still trying to figure it all out. But I promise you, we'll know by next week.
Okay. All right. So go ahead, Mark, quickly.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, it's a real pleasure. It's a real pleasure to talk to you guys. And you've carried me through a lot. And I've been interested in calling in. Got good news on my scans today. And that's why I'm pretty good about that. And that it's just got to keep on keeping on because that this is the nation's in a fight for its life, because it's a choice. It's a clear choice to me, at least, between the decline of America and fascism, or the hope that the new presidential candidate offers us. And hopefully, here in Wisconsin, we'll have better legislatures than the legislature. And met the two that I'm hoping for my two districts, my Senate district, my Assembly district here at Labor Fest. And and you need to get them on the air, Karen DeSantos and Sarah Kiske.
Hey, Mark, I wish we had more time, but you'll have all the time in the world to connect with the new hosts early next week. If not, if you can't wait, I'll be here this afternoon and tomorrow, and, you know, I'll fill that void best I can. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Paul. You're next. You say what, sir?
Hey, Paulie.
Let's go, Paul.
Go ahead, Wisco Paul.
Hey, Earl, great to hear you in the afternoons. I don't get a chance much in the morning, but we have different programming, of course, here in
Madison.
Yes, sir. But I am so happy for Civic Media to have Dominic back, because I started listening to these boys about 2013. I think they were on a different, I won't mention the name of the station, but anyway, I couldn't be happier, and I know Mrs. Wisco, and I have a couple of daughters that are also very happy to know Dominic is back in the afternoon, because some of us people actually set our day by you anyway, Dominic. So, hey, I couldn't be happier.
Hey, Paul.
And you're gonna succeed. So.
Hey, Paul, thank you very much for the call. And, you know, Dominic didn't tell me this, but I know his favorite listener, CJ, will be thrilled to know that he still can trouble the waters.
Yeah, you got to have the P1 listeners, Earl. You know, this isn't the first time, you know, the band has split up between me and Crudy. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so, you know, I never burn bridges, never want to, you know, you never know what's going to happen, man. You know how this broadcasting world is, man. It's like,
yep.
You know, players get traded all the time. You know, I'm thinking these things happen. So, I'm honored. I feel very privileged, and I'm super excited to start out next week with, I don't know, the Dom Salvia show, perhaps. You know, we'll dig deep and let you know. And thank you, Earl, for stepping in. I believe Todd Alba's going to step up this week as well. Thank you, everybody. Keep that seat warm for me, buddy.
Hey, man, don't forget your friends. Now that you're in the big time. All right. All right.
All right. All right. Thanks, Earl.
Thank you very much, Dominic. We'll be certainly talking to you shortly. I'm going to be joined by Mr. Jeff Santos. He is a nationally syndicated radio talk show host out of Boston, Massachusetts. We'll be right back.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
Summer may be coming to an end, but there's still time to enjoy a beer with your neighbors at Merrill Crest Park, September 5th through the 7th, for Waukesha Parks, Rec, and Forestry's Neighborhood Beer Garden. Enjoy live music, food, socializing with neighbors, and of course, beer. The excitement is already brewing for this year's before and after school program as space is filled quickly. But stay tuned for so many more fun things to do. Visit the WaukeshaWI.gov activity guide for more information.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west, northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Sweet things to smell.
All right, welcome back to, you know, well, I guess I can say the Earl Ingram Show for today and tomorrow, as I am, you know, filling in for Dominique Sylvia, who will be inheriting this illustrious time slot. So I'm really excited for Dominique. But for the rest of this day and tomorrow, I've got some guests, and I'll do the best I can, you know, to fill Dom's lofty shoes. So I'm joined by a good friend, Mr. Jeff Santos. Jeff Santos is a nationally syndicated talk show host for I don't know how many centuries, Jeff. How many centuries? Oh, I mean decades. It's been.
Last I checked, anyway.
Yeah, but he's nationally syndicated out of Boston, Massachusetts. And so we go back to a different time, Jeff, during the Obama years, early years of Obama and the Affordable Care Act, and the times we spent in Washington, yep. D.C. on Capitol Hill, you know, talking about the. It just seems like yesterday, but it's certainly a long time ago. But I welcome you, man. I do.
Well, I appreciate it. It was always great to chat with you, my friend. You have been a regular on my program, which airs in this time slot normally between 3 and 5 p.m. Eastern time. That's 2 to 4 your time. And we've done some hits recently, and I'm looking forward to this one here on your great network there in Wisconsin. And very excited to be on, my friend.
Let me ask you, Jeff. 6 hostages were murdered this past weekend. Israeli mm-hmm. hostages, and at the end of all of this, you just keep wondering, when is this going to come to an end? And over 750,000 Israelis, Jeff, have mobilized and marching in the street and are demanding that Benjamin Netanyahu do the right thing and go through these negotiations and try to end this war. What are your thoughts?
Well, this is tragic. Some 45,000 people, according to some reports, have died in Gaza. Most of it, of course, comes at the hands of the Israeli military, of course, was guided by Netanyahu. Look, there could be, it could be more than that too. It is tragic in human rights, just as we have seen in other parts of the world, Rwanda, and many others. It's obviously the numbers are not there yet, but it is awful to hear. Our good friend Amy Goodman, Democracy Now!, has really done a tremendous job, I think, of covering this. There's not been much national media that has focused on this issue. Look, we are dealing in a scenario that is very fluid. I just was watching BBC News, and they're talking now of the UK suspension of arms to Israel. Is that a precedent for the American government? Joe Biden has said that Netanyahu is the problem. I think that's the first time he said that in those exact words. I believe that the next thing will be this this meeting that's going on between the CIA chief, Mr. Burns, and Mr. Blinken on the American side. It says either you take this deal or, and I think the or is that we're suspending the monies. I mean, I think the UK has basically laid that foundation. I would agree with that. Larry Korb, who's the former deputy defense secretary under Ronald Reagan, regular on my show, told us that he was in a meeting in 1983, just before the horrific Beirut bombing of the barracks there that killed over a couple hundred Americans troops. He said that at the time, the Israelis were thinking of bombing Lebanon. And Reagan, again, according to Korb, was in the room with Caspar Weinberger, his boss, back in 83, said that if that is the case, if you decide to bomb Lebanon, we're cutting off the funds in 24 hours. So there is precedent for this, and I would think that, you know, if it comes to this, hopefully it doesn't have to, that, you know, President Biden will do not only the right thing for the country and the right thing for the people of Israel, as you said, 750,000 were protesting against Netanyahu, that his poll numbers are in the tank, that many people know that if he leaves, that he will be facing prosecution, be facing a number of different elements, and that, you know, these things are not good, the future. And I think for the people of Israel, and I think the President Biden and most Americans want to have the long-lasting relationship that we've had with Israel. But frankly, it cannot be with Netanyahu at the helm.
You know,
seems to be the case.
You know, Jeff, Bernie Sanders on yesterday basically said he's going to lead the charge to block $20 billion of arms sales to Israel. Bernie Sanders is a Jewish man. And so,
That's right. And so
Bernie Sanders and other Jewish people are saying, we've got to put an end to this. We've got to put a stop to this. And my fear is that Kamala Harris, as she runs for president, that this thing swells. And it's already an albatross, but that it actually begins to, and we saw this, or I saw it this past Monday at Labor Fest when there were protesters there. Clearly, it's an issue, as you stated. Not many people are talking about it. We're going to spend a few minutes with it while we're here. So my guest is Jeff Santos, a good friend. He is a nationally syndicated radio talk show host from Boston, Massachusetts. 844-967-2789 is the number.
Shaw, WAUK. You can always continue the conversation on social media.
Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It's not just Wisconsin. Doctors have seen more than 2,000 cases of mosquito-borne illnesses across the country. Dr. Peter Hotez is founding dean of the National School of Tropical Medicine at Baylor University. He tells ABC News he's especially concerned about the deadly triple E virus.
That's a much rarer disease. We typically will only see, you know, a handful of cases a year, but we are seeing several serious cases.
Two people died of West Nile virus this summer in Wisconsin. Wisconsin lawmakers meet this week to continue to hammer out the state's Sandhill Crane Plan. The Legislative Study Committee on Sandhill Cranes meets tomorrow. The committee plans to come up with a package of bills for lawmakers to vote on next year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A former UW-Whitewater wrestler has been charged with the death of Kara Welsh. Welsh, 21 and a standout in gymnastics, was killed in an off-campus shooting Friday. Police say that Welsh and 23-year-old Chad Richards knew each other but didn't elaborate on their relationship. Richards was listed as a wrestler on the Whitewater wrestling team in 2021. School is starting, but the financial issues are ongoing. In response to financial problems in Milwaukee, Wauwatosa, and Glendale River Hills, state auditors have been tasked with investigating the DPI's methods for validating school financial data. The audit aims to uncover how the financial problems went unnoticed by the DPI. Chris Middleton was the best man in Giannis's wedding over the weekend. Giannis and Mariah Riddlesprigger tied the knot in a private ceremony in Greece. In addition to his Bucks teammate, LeBron and Jrue Holiday were also reportedly in attendance. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're a celebrity, every summer is the summer to get drunk in the Hamptons and run off the road. But this is the summer to get caught doing so. First, it was Justin Timberlake, and now we'll add disgraced TV host Matt Lauer's daughter, Rami, to the list. Page Six reports that Rami, 20 years old and an avid equestrian, went off the road in the early morning hours of July 5th and fled the scene, but left a license plate behind. Someone should have told her that horses don't need license plates. The hat worn by Harrison Ford in the movie Indiana Jones Temple of Doom recently sold in an auction for $630,000. The hat was showcased early in the film when Jones and Short Round jumped from a plane about to crash. The high cost for the hat was much more than other celebrity items that were auctioned off, such as Justin Timberlake's French toast that went for just over $1,000 in 2000, or Scarlett Johansson's used tissue from The Tonight Show in 2008. True stories. Check them out.
For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weekdays from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the upper 50s. And a sunny and pleasant day is ahead for tomorrow, high to the upper 70s. It heats up on Thursday, mostly sunny and a high in the mid-80s, then some showers and storms Thursday night and Friday, and cooler.
Right now it's 73.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Matt and Air on Air.
You know, Greg Bach, I think it is time. I need a little time away.
Jane, are you going on vacation?
Yes, I am going on vacation. I feel confident. You're going to do a great job. You got Calvin.
Wait, I'm hosting?
Yes, dear, you're going to be hosting.
I thought you were taking me with you. Okay, I guess I will host the show in your stead. Thank you very much.
I trust you.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
Wednesday morning, Mandela Barnes with an update on how Wisconsinites can sign up now for big rebates that'll improve their homes and lower their utility bills.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning starting at 6.
welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. I'm filling in for Dominic Sylvia. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guest is my good friend, Jeff Santos. He's a nationally syndicated host from Boston, Massachusetts. And you know, one of the things, Jeff, that I always enjoy having the opportunity to do is play great music. You know, when you been around as long as I have, you know a lot of great music from different eras. And so I don't think anybody's going to play any better music than I play. Go ahead, sir.
You know, I mean, he could play Cisco Kid on a loop for me. I got a big thumbs up there, my friend. Very good choice, my man. You and your producers.
Yeah. So let me. So let's just Jeff. You know, this my fear is that this is such a lightning rod that it have some impact on the election, and I don't see how it cannot have. Do you?
Yeah, no, I think it has ramifications, if not smart moves over the next several days, for that matter, if this extends beyond the week or so. I think there should also be calls from some folks across the international community of him to step aside and resign. I know they're talking about, you know, except the immediate ceasefire, but you should have an option there because, you know, maybe there is an option for him to leave and not get penalized because that all ends up the same way if we can get to a ceasefire. Now, I think that you raised a great point, Earl. I have been talking with, I think, the best pollster in Michigan, Bernie Porn of Epic MRA Polling. And he has been talking, again, I think this affected the choice of Vice President Harris, because of, the potential scenario of putting in a very awkward position the Pennsylvania governor, who obviously is a Jewish American. So, that, I think, was a smart move on her part. Not only for that reason, I think that the Minnesota governor is a smart and very effective person who can communicate with those, not only in Western Wisconsin, of course, that Minneapolis media market gets into places like Eau Claire and so forth in your state, but just across the country, including in Western Pennsylvania, where I guess he's headed over the next week. But one of the things that Bernie Porn has said, the great pollster, is that he feels that this is a huge issue, not only people in Dearborn, but across the country, across the state, and particularly at the university level. Now, Harris has rejuvenated a lot of young people, the 18 to 34-year-olds. We've talked about that, you know, since she became the nominee. And you would be, I think, a huge mistake if you were to basically say, look, you don't count. You're going to come out for vote anyways, because of this situation in Israel. So I think that what I would do if I was advising Harris, and I'm not, but I have my opinion, is I would say back up what President Biden has said in the last 48 hours. He has said that now Mr. Netanyahu is a problem. She can say, I agree with President Biden. I've worked closely with this. I've been monitoring all these. Mr. Netanyahu is a problem. We need a two-state solution. She said that without using those words when she had the convention where she, you know, talked about the long relationship, which has been the case between Israel and the United States at the convention. That got a kind of a moderate to sort of, you know, okay kind of ovation. But when it came time for a homeland for Palestinians, the crowd roared at the DNC convention in her great speech on Thursday night. I think she should take some, evidence from that speech and the response that a lot of people understand that this issue is resonating with young people, resonating with the Democratic Party, and whether it's Bernie Sanders or Chris Van Hollen or a lot of other people who have been urging President Biden to be tougher on Netanyahu, that she should basically take the same stance.
So Jeff,
and again, she doesn't have the same relationship that Biden had. Biden goes back to the 70s with this guy.
So let me let me pose this question to you, Jeff, and our phone lines are open as always at 844-967-2789. You know, the two-state solution, you know, I'm old enough to remember talking about the two-state solution, you know, 50 years ago. And it hasn't come forth. And the chances of it coming forth, you know, now in these final months before this election, I think are still a long shot. And I do think that it's to think that Kamala Harris can solve it is a bit much. You know, she's not the president right now. Joe Biden is the president. And so people can point to her and say that she should fix this, but I think it would be, you know, more than, you know, we should be expecting from somebody who's not the president. This is still Joe Biden's.
Yeah, I think it's unfair to say that she should fix it. You know, this is not an issue that can, you know, just a turnkey
right.
Yes or no. I think that she can do a lot more to continue the pressure. Again, the BBC news today of funds that have been suspended, you know, again, stands for something that could snowball across the Western world that are, you know, are asking for peace. And I think that, you know, the Biden-Harris administration, even though she's now running on her own, you know, should basically do that. And she should say, look, I'm not going to get in the way of where President Biden is, who's closer to this than I am. I haven't been, you know, keeping up on all of this. But this, to me, is something that's a human rights violation. We need to stop and have a ceasefire immediately. I think she can do this, and I think she can understand that she is not going to, you know, continue to allow, from her perspective, in terms of arms shipments, the Bernie Sanders idea, and again, what the UK has done. And I think she's on safe political ground on this. The majority of Americans want a ceasefire.
So, Jeff,
this is not. Yeah.
Let me ask you.
Go ahead.
Let me ask you. We were both at the Democratic convention. You mm-hmm. felt that energy, the electricity,
yes.
and all of that. And so being around that and drinking all of that in and getting caught up in the reveille. And all of those reverie and all of those things. And when we left and people were, you know, their feet weren't on the ground. And so we just yeah. all thought that, wow, man, she's going to kill him now. Right. I mean, the Democrats right. are going to, they're going to mop the floor. The bump that the Democrats received was minimal. What happened?
Well, I think that there is an understanding by some in the political world that this is going to be a very tight race. Now, another friend of mine who's been involved in politics for some 40, 50 years told me recently that he thinks this is going to be a close race until it isn't. And what he means by that is that, yeah, you've got all these polls, Pennsylvania, which has never elected a woman or an African-American statewide before. That's a fact. You have a situation in Georgia where they have voter suppressed to an extent. And, you know, and even though Kemp and Raffensperger, according to Greg Palast, have done everything possible to take African-Americans, particularly young African-Americans, off the voting rolls, you got a lot of obstacles. But at the same time, there are more people, in the case of Atlanta, moving in every day. You have more people who are looking at the Trump thing and looking at, you know, the quote unquote black jobs, quote unquote, you know, trying to divide Latinos versus African-Americans. Of course, there's a lot of people who are both African-American and Latino, Dominicans as an example. So, you know, you have all of this and people are I think, sick and tired of the orange madness that is generated in this country since 2015 when you rode down that stupid escalator. My feeling here is that she has to be aware that she could lose a lot of young people. Not that they're going to go and vote for Trump. They're just going to stay home. That's number one. Number two, I think it's extremely important that she needs to continue to inspire. She had a great speech yesterday in Pittsburgh, and she's got this line now about, you know, where he tends to sort of ridicule and knock people down, we try to find ways to help people and inspire them upward. And I think that's a great line. I think she needs to basically spell out what that means. And in the case of human rights, that's what it is in the situation in Gaza. She can also compare it to Ukraine. I mean, we have put a lot of money and time and energy into Ukraine for that exact reasons. You know, Putin, Netanyahu, and Trump, you know, are all in the same dictator category. And this is what is real. And I think she needs to explain that in full.
So your thoughts on the slogan, we're not going back. I think it's a great slogan, but slogans are slogans. But, yeah, you know, as far as the slogan, we're not going back is a pretty good slogan. I just don't know how much traction between now and the election she's going to get. I just think, Jeff, that part of what is so troubling about all of this is if Donald Trump loses, if he loses, none of this is going to be easy, because November 6th, the day after, there's going to be hell to pay. And so he's not going to give in, and many of his followers aren't going to give in, and we're going to go down the path that we went down 4 years ago. And so that's
the issue. Well, I just hope that's not going to happen. I mean, the other part of this, of course, is that unlike in 2016, where Trump was still the president, the day before the inauguration, or a couple of days before the inauguration. In this case, a couple of weeks, actually, January 6th, January 21. But in this case, Biden is still the president. And in my opinion, Biden should have law enforcement in every community, state, local, and national, federal troops ready to basically understand that this could potentially happen. And he needs to have them standing by. We cannot have what happened on January 6th in any community in this country happen again. And it just has to be ready to prepare, because I think that you cannot allow any sort of scare tactics to push somebody to vote for that psychopath known as number 45. I won't even give him his name. So I think it is really important that things are put in place, and they probably already are. I don't have access to those folks, but I agree with you. You cannot allow that to happen. And it more than likely there will be attempts to do so, but that's where, you know, the fact that we have a United States president who was a Democrat, who was a patriot, who was understanding of this and saw it firsthand when he was trying to become the president. So I just have to hope, Earl, that, you know, that we have the preparations in place. And if not, then, you know, something is terribly wrong.
Well, there's no question with me that the preparations will be in place. I guess a lot of this, Jeff, you know, we've gone down that path before, and the guy who orchestrates it, the guy who lights the match, is the guy running for re-election. So, Jeff, thank you very much for taking the time out, my friend.
Anytime, Merle, you know, anytime, and we look forward to having you on the Jeff Santos Show, too.
Thank you very much, my good friend Jeff Santos, nationally syndicated talk show host, Boston, Massachusetts. Hang on the phone lines, guys. 844-967-2789. It's your turn on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Pilot with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of Monday through Friday at 9 p.m. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
WAUK invites you to join us every Saturday from 8 a.m. till noon for the weekly Waukesha Farmers Market. As we head into the harvest season, their choices at the market change every week. From fresh fruit and vegetables to sweet treats, crafts, flowers, and food, there's something for everyone at the Waukesha Farmers Market. Stop by the 540 a.m. WAUK tent and spin our prize wheel for fun prizes and say hi to some of our local WAUK staff. See you this weekend at the Farmers Market with WAUK.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
The Earl Ingram Show, as I fill in for the one and only Dominic Selvia, who is going to be occupying this time slot beginning on next Monday. As always, you guys can join me at 844-967-2789. As always, the number. Let's go to Hattie from Madison. Good morning. Oh, see, I'm used to doing the morning show. Good afternoon to you, Hattie. How you doing? Thank you very much for the call.
Yeah, good afternoon, and welcome to the spot. I wanted to say that...
Hattie, okay. Yes, sir, go ahead, Hattie.
Yeah, we have an opening here. We have an opportunity here regarding the Middle East. People used to be afraid to criticize Israel, right? But no more. Politicians, average people, senators, they used to be afraid to say anything because you get, pointed out as anti-Semitic. But that's not the case anymore. We all know that. People... can say what they want to say. You criticize the government, you criticize anybody in Israel, and if somebody turns around and says that you are anti-Semitic, you just say no. You're criticizing the policy that's been done. So that's one. Second thing is, with the hostage situation, we have seen that a little bit of opening, that people feel what Palestinians are going through in Gaza, right? Now the heat is on against Netanyahu. We all know, and we cannot afford to let extremists on either side run this agenda, namely Netanyahu and his right-wing people. They want the entire place to themselves, according to the Bible, they say.
So really, I don't want to get into, the historical perspective of it. I just clearly, this is what is taking place right now in that country, 750 people. It's 50,000 people or more really up in arms, and they want to see this thing come to an end, as many of us do. Thank you very much for the call. Let me do this, because I want to, kind of, let's go to Jim from Appleton. Good morning to you, afternoon to you, Jim. You say what?
Good afternoon. It's the same problem that I've had for a long time with Israel. It is a sovereign nation. there's little we can do except withhold aid that's already been approved. And if we do that, we fall into the trap of the Republicans complaining about, well, you had a fit when Trump withheld aid from Ukraine. The circumstances are entirely different, but that doesn't change what they will do on the campaign trail. And so I don't know what they expect us to do with somebody who is a sovereign nation. I disagree with Bibi Netanyahu's policies entirely, and I would love to find a solution, but the only one that presents itself is withholding the aid that's already been approved.
You know, Jim, thank you very much for the call. There are no easy answers. If there were easy answers, we wouldn't be talking about this, you know, 50 years later. So, you know, that's my take on it. I just wanted to bring it up. We've done that. We've had a discussion about it. And so I'm going to move on. But thank you very much for the call. I just wanted to say a couple things about me before I get into the last hour of the show today. So I'm a 70-year-old guy who is a blue-collar guy. I worked in industry for 34 years. I walked into the auto industry at 18. I left there at 52. I've been married to the same woman for now, 43 years? Or she's been married to me. I don't know which is it.
I think it goes both ways.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you, Jess, at a woman's touch. but I've learned enough over that period of time that I have to ask, and it's great to have somebody like you giving the other side of it. I'm the father of three boys, three sons. I don't know much about girls because God didn't give me any. But I got a PhD in boys and raising boys into men. I am a servant. I've volunteered in my community for the past, 30, 40 years. I ran the largest youth tackle football program in the state of Wisconsin for over 20 years. Poor boys who, for the most part, who live in the central city, over 800 every year. Four of them wound up playing pro football. Countless numbers went to major universities. And many of them were able to graduate from school and do some great things. So blessed as far as that goes. My wife and I are treatment foster parents. We took in 100% disabled child 21 years ago who requires 24-hour care. Here it is 21 years later. He's a 23-year-old man who still requires 24-hour care. I'm a servant. I'm all over my community, engaged in trying to make it better. And that's who I am, and that's what comes over these airwaves on the Earl Ingram Show, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. You get a perspective from a servant and someone who is going to continue to do what is in the best interest of humanity. So that's who I am. Join me every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on the Earl Ingram Show. Got a lot to talk about on the other side. Again, you're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Fill it in for the one and only Dominic Sylvia. Be right back.
The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I've got Sarah Anderson from the Global Economy Project. We're going to be talking about CEO pay. Next up on The Maggie and the Millionaires at 3 p.m. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Earl Ingram.
Mayor Brian Kennedy of Glendale.
I've heard Republicans say this is a coup. Nobody voted for Kamala Harris. Yeah, when I voted for Joe Biden in the primaries, I was voting for Kamala Harris to be his vice presidential running mate. In this case, Joe Biden stepped aside. We nominated Kamala Harris.
I think it's a little bit like the Dodgers complaining that the Braves starting pitcher who injured his shoulder yesterday isn't starting today.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News.